Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline of Cleveland.com. You know him well. It's Dan Lobby joining us here. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, we're having a good time. I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm spending my entire day watching Browns quarterbacks throw both against the air and against guys that are in shorts and at least trying to defend the passes. So I feel like that's a good start.
Yeah, you know, it does kind of make you miss the Cavs playoffs all of a sudden, but, you know, we've got to watch something. We got to keep ourselves busy.
Yeah, I mean, I would appreciate if there was real competition going. I mean, there is a real competition, but truthfully, like a game competition going on. But I take what I can get. But as we go through, Dan, and we're looking at this thing, OTAs, voluntary OTAs starting today. In the grand scheme of the offseason, before we go through and even talk about evaluations or anything else, about what this next couple of weeks are going to look like and going through the Browns offseason, what is like the importance level of these exact practices that we're going through right now?
You know, I don't think we should like overstate the importance of them because really it's training camp. When training camp starts, that's when like the real action gets going. And that's really when these competitions start. So yes, these guys are competing now, but nobody's winning this quarterback battle or any other battle in the spring. And I don't even know how much guys are going to separate from each other in the spring more than they already might be. So I think a lot of this is just install. It's kind of getting to know your teammates. It's getting to know the system. It is competing because every rep does matter and every rep on film does matter. But I think the real action starts in training camp. So, you know, what we're kind of watching is kind of ramping up to that. And then they're all going to take a month off, however long it is, 6 weeks off, kind of digest what happened, try and get their minds right. And then when you get back at the end of July, it's on. That's when the competition really heats up.
So I know that a big thing today was Myles Garrett deciding to not show up for the voluntary OTAs. Is there any world where fans should be upset or care in any fact that Myles wasn't there?
Yeah, I guess I could understand why people would be upset if he's not there. I think there's maybe an expectation that you signed this big contract. You know, can you show up and be a part of this? But honestly, I think people should feel fine about what Myles Garrett is going to do. Like, we know Myles Garrett is going to be there when it matters. We know he's going to show up. We know he's going to get after the quarterback. And we know he's going to do the things he has to do. And he'll be there in a couple weeks when it's mandatory minicamp. So he'll get some work in with these guys. Myles, I think, feels good about what he's doing. I get it if fans are upset, if fans are saying we want to see some leadership. And even me just a little bit, right? I'm kind of like, there's times when I want to see this team kind of look at this spring program and say, you know, we really haven't accomplished anything. Let's all come in together. Let's be focused, be all in. But at the end of the day, like, it doesn't really matter. There's teams that have won the Super Bowl that haven't had full participation in the offseason program. And there's other teams that have had it and haven't won the Super Bowl. So I get it. I think it's one of those things we kind of keep ourselves busy with, though, in the spring.
We always talk about, especially this offseason, about Myles becoming a better leader, because it was something He pointed to himself in the press conference. It's something that we've had Jimmy Haslam point to this offseason as well. Would showing up in this moment take a serious step there, not just in the eyes of fans and the media, but also to the team, coaches, the organization, and the players alongside of him? Or do you think that's maybe a little overstated?
I think a lot of it is public perception, honestly. A lot of it is, oh, you know, Miles is there, now we can talk about him kind of leading the way. And I did, like I don't want to downplay that, because I do think it's impressive that a guy like Denzel Ward does take it seriously and does want to show up and be there and help these young guys in the offseason and be a part of this thing. But just because a guy like Denzel values it, a guy like Jerry Jeudy values it, it doesn't mean that Myles Garrett kind of doing his own thing to get ready to play football is the polar opposite. Myles has always been kind of a quiet leader, and he's never going to be that outspoken guy. He's not going to be the guy that every game is going to be giving the speech in the middle of the huddle before the game. But one of the things he does is he works a lot with the young guys. I mean, I've sat there in training camp and watched him work with Isaiah McGuire and Alex Wright, and I think he's grown as a leader in a lot of ways. But I also think there's just a certain way that Miles leads, and it maybe isn't this traditional, you know, Ray Lewis style of leadership. But when Miles is here, he's gotten much better about being a leader, and I think in a lot of ways he's still growing too.
So, Dan, if we're talking about improvement then, if it's not going to be from showing up at voluntary OTAs, but somewhere later down the line, where is it that you think fans are able to see that leadership sort of step in? What is their first sign of actually getting able to see that?
You know, again, I think a lot of it is, I don't know how much of it is outward, honestly, just because of Miles' style. I think a lot of it really is, you know, how does he handle himself behind the scenes? How does he handle himself with the young guys and kind of guiding them along? Because they do have a lot of young edge rushers who are kind of trying to compete for that spot opposite him. They've got some young defensive tackles that, you know, I think he can help out as we get into training camp and he gets an opportunity to work with those guys. I honestly think a lot of it is just sort of behind the scenes stuff. And then you kind of have to ask yourself, like, look, if Myles Garrett shows up and gets double-digit sacks and is a contender for Defensive Player of the Year and creates a ton of pressure, are you really that upset if he's not here in April, May, and June? I think the production on the field is ultimately what matters.
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com, with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Dan, last one, and I promise we'll talk about what actually happened on the field today. But Kevin consistently emphasizing the fact today that it's voluntary, right? The guys don't have to show up. They have to be. It's a voluntary participation. They're not required to. Do you think, obviously, that's the right response, I think, coming from a coach, just because you're not going to go throw anybody under the bus at the end of May feels like a really bad time to start doing that. But do you think that secretly gets under a coach's skin, not having some of his players there and guys that he considers key contributors? Or do you think that's just no sweat off his back at all?
I think coaches always love to coach. And I think the more guys they can get there, the better. And look, ultimately, you want to coach the guys that you know you're going to have out there on the field on Sunday. So I don't know if it gets under Kevin's skin or annoys him. I'm sure if it were up to him, he'd love to have everybody there. But he keeps saying over and over again, it is that voluntary program because that's what it is. It's collectively bargained. You can show up if you want. I mean, kind of along those lines, though, what I thought was interesting is you did see a good number of guys there that are competing. You know, a guy like Cedric Tillman, right? Yeah, it's a voluntary program, but is it voluntary for a guy like that? Probably not, because he's got to be there getting those reps in and getting that work in. For all four of these quarterbacks, even a guy like Joe Flacco, he's got to show up and he's got to compete and he's got to take these reps. So honestly, I think the fact that there are so many guys there who are competing for opportunities and competing for jobs, when after a few, you know, the last few years, it's kind of been, everybody's been set, everybody sort of had their role. So it never felt as important. I think that's actually a good sign for this team that we're in for a really competitive training camp.
I am, I'm sure hoping so. Give me something. No more. Plenty of walkthroughs, but not entirely walkthroughs. I want to see something. As we get into what's actually on the field, a lot highlighted today on social media about what guy obviously went out there first in terms of the quarterbacks. Joe Flacco takes the first 11-on-11. Then it's Kenny. Do you think there was anything from the Browns today that showed you their thought process on where they are, on what quarterback they value over another?
I think it was just what we thought it would be. You know, we've talked about it on this show even, that, you know, when you look at sort of how they built this room and the idea that they went out and were aggressive in acquiring Kenny Pickett, that they used a third-round pick on Dylan Gabriel, that Joe Flacco, obviously a guy they know, they signed him in April to a you know, not a huge contract, obviously, a smaller contract, but they waited to bring him in. And then, of course, Shador, sort of an afterthought in the draft. There was an opportunity, and they took it. I think it looked exactly how we thought it was going to look. Now Kevin says over and over again, the order doesn't matter. You guys, you know, he was almost making fun of us today for asking him so many questions about the order. But I mean, I'm sorry, Kevin. I think the order does matter, and these reps that like Kenny Pickett is getting with Jerry Jeudy are really important. So are the reps that Joe Flacco is getting with him when Dylan Gabriel gets tossed in there with the second team, but Shador doesn't. I think those things do matter. Maybe they don't matter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Quite as much as we're talking about them now, because like this is the only thing we have to talk about, but I do think it matters. So I wasn't surprised by anything, but I think it's more important than Kevin is kind of letting on.
I want to highlight the Shador thing and him not getting as much of the run today, because that was something that was highlighted. Was it for a lack of performance? Do you think there's any reason behind that we could actually see on the field why that would be? Or do you think that it basically boils down to there's a lot of quarterbacks in the room and it's really hard to get everybody those reps?
It's the boring answer, and I think it's the latter. I think it is. There's only so many reps to be had, and Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett are going to get a bunch with the vets, and Dylan Gabriel is going to be in there because, again, he was a third-round pick, a guy they really valued. And when you're the fourth quarterback, you just don't get that many reps. Now, I think we will see Shador get some more of, you know, those third team. Maybe they'll move him up, get some second team, you know, as we go. And of course, there's a lot of days that we're not out there, so we don't see everything. But I just think it's the reality of a quarterback competition. You only have so many of these practice reps. And right now, the pecking order just has Shador as the fourth guy. And any time I've been at a training camp or an off-season program, the fourth guy doesn't get as many reps as the other guys. There just aren't enough to go around. So I think it'll happen eventually, but again, just not surprised that it didn't happen today.
Dan Lobby with us on the hotline. If we look at the two rookies then, in the limited reps that we got out of Shador and some of what we got out of Dylan Gabriel, what would sort of be your assessment? I know it's guys thrown in shorts at the end of the day, but how did each guy look for you, Dan?
I thought they looked okay. I mean, there wasn't a lot notable, honestly, watching them throw. I know the one period that I watched really closely, it was a lot of short stuff. You know, they both seem accurate. I do still worry a little bit about Dylan Gabriel's height. I haven't watched Dylan Gabriel and been blown away, but, you know, I'm certainly going to give him a chance, and I want to see what he can do if he does get some opportunities behind that top offensive line and, you know, with those first-team weapons. But, you know, I just thought today for them was a pretty quiet day, and I don't think either guy necessarily – I didn't see anything that blew me away. You know, going back to rookie minicamp, I was fine with both of them. I thought they both did well. I thought Shador played a little bit better that weekend, not significantly, but a little bit better. I think today it was probably a little more even, but it was tough to tell.
I think it's funny. One of the questions I had down for you, Dan, was the Dylan Gabriel height question, because the video comes out of him being batted down by Mason Graham and ended up being intercepted. Hey, do you think that's actually something, or is that just going to be something we all latch on to on day one of like, well, of course, the 5'11 quarterback is the guy that gets batted down?
It's got to be a question. I mean, it's an outlier. You know, you don't see a lot of quarterbacks have success at that height, especially if they're mostly pocket passers. Now, Dylan's got some mobility, right? But he's not like Kyler Murray running around out there. So luckily he's taller than Kyler Murray. But it's a topic until he proves it's not. And he probably gets tired of hearing about it. And I'm sure the Browns will get tired of hearing about it. And people who are Dylan Gabriel fans from Oregon or any of the other 20 colleges he attended are probably tired of hearing about it. But it's a story until it's not a story. And when he gets batted down, even if, you know, look, like I tweeted it out, and it's more of a tweet about, oh, look, Mason Graham made a play. But, of course, there's another side to that play, and people are going to point to Dylan Gabriel's height. And it's something he's got to overcome, and he's got to prove that the Browns are right betting on an outlier at a guy that's under 6 feet tall, you know, being able to succeed from the pocket in the NFL.
So with all this under consideration, and we're looking at the reps, and we've known that it's been – four guys in there, and it's going to be hard to get them as many reps day in and day out, and there's only so many to go around. How much do you think that limits, and now seeing it for a day in full action, a rookie really having a chance to take the starting job in week one?
That's one of the problems the Browns are going to face this year, I think. You know, you drafted both of these guys, and in a perfect world, one of these two guys, and it honestly doesn't matter who, one of these two guys shows you, hey, I can be a franchise quarterback. You can win a bunch of football games with me. And then you get to next year's draft and you can draft like a wide receiver and a pass rusher with those first round picks. I think the reality as we go through, and I think today just reinforces it, I don't know if either of these guys are going to have enough opportunity to prove, like beyond a shadow of a doubt, that they can be that guy, to prove that just emphatically that, yes, I am your future at quarterback. And that's why I think we're going to be right back here again in a year. You know, even if you like something you saw out of the guy, or even if you know, a guy showed promise, for me to avoid drafting a quarterback next year high in the draft, you just have to emphatically know this is the guy. And I think today was a little bit of a reminder. And look, we are a long ways away. This could all change dramatically in a month. This could change dramatically in 2 months. But today sort of reinforces that it is an uphill climb for both of these guys.
Outside of the rookies, Dan, we look at elsewhere, and I thought the conversation with Joe Flacco was really interesting because obviously the question around him is with multiple rookies and even a guy like Kenny Pickett in there who's only been in the league for 3 years, sort of that idea of being a mentor. And he very much gave some pushback to that. I thought personally, almost like to some degree, maybe a little irritated, and I could understand why. Him not wanting to be a mentor, is that the correct mentality for a guy like Joe?
I actually like the way Joe answers that question. he kind of answers it as honestly as you could. He basically says, like, there's no way I can answer this question or it's a win. You know, he can say that, of course I'm going to mentor and I'm going to help this guy along. And then people are going to question, you know, well, can he still be a starting quarterback? And then the other side is he could say, well, no, I don't want to mentor because I want to be the starter. I want to be the number one guy. And people are going to push back on that. I think Joe looks at it as everything just happens kind of organically. Like, he's been in the game. These guys are going to be sitting around watching film. They're going to be, I mean, I was watching him stand on the practice field talking today, and he's got a lot of knowledge to pass on. And it's not up to him necessarily to grab a rookie by the shoulder pads and say, hey, buddy, listen, I want to teach you this. It's kind of on those young guys to say, hey, this guy's been around. He's won a Super Bowl MVP. He's survived in this league for a long time. I want to learn from him. And when he says something, I'm going to listen. So I actually kind of like Joe's perspective on it. It's a pretty honest perspective on the whole thing.
I think that's a really good way to look at it. Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com with us on the hotline. Dan, I'll get you out of here. It's sort of talking about one final point and one that I thought was interesting. I don't know how many other people found it as interesting, but DeJuan Jones out there after coming off of another injury, and he was running at left tackle, running with the ones. What was sort of the early look at him and how he was moving coming off of that injury? And I know for a lot of people, the fear of how did he look just physically?
You know, I mean, after last year, when he just was not, whether it was because of the surgery, whatever it was, he was just never able to get his body where it needed to be able to hold up at either tackle position, honestly. And this year, you know, I had some opportunities to see him when we were just out there for press conferences. He'd be in the building and you'd see him, you know, walk out of the building to go to his car or whatever. And you could tell he looked much better than he did this time a year ago. And today you saw the same thing. He looked leaner. He looked better. He looks like a guy that's going to be in shape and ready, which is good because he's one of those guys that the runway is clear for him. If he wants that left tackle job, it is his to take. And I think he's ready to grasp it. He's wanted to play that left tackle position for a long time. I know he wants to sort of be the, you know, the next Joe Thomas here. Obviously it's a high bar, a first ballot Hall of Famer, but you know, if he's in shape and he can make it through the season, and those are two big questions with him, then that would answer a lot of questions for the Browns going into next offseason when they're still going to have a lot of needs to fill.
Dan, always appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you more as some more of the quarterback competition hopefully plays out in a way that, well, we know more than we don't.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, Dan. Dan Lobby of Cleveland.com with us there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what Dan had to say, and I don't think anybody should be surprised by the way that Joe Flacco answered.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.